Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Finding his friend unable to help him in his distress, Job turns his eyes upward. He describes for us the Creator. Everything is within his purview. You cannot escape him, even in the grave. Quote, Sheol is naked before him, Job 26, verse 6. His skill is unmatched. In Hindu mythology, the earth was supported by 4 elephants standing on a turtle's back. The Mongol lamas said it was a world-bearing frog. The Muslims suggested a giant ox. The Scandinavians believed it was Loki, and the Greeks claimed Atlas held earth on his shoulders. No, says Job, quote, he stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing. Verse 7. Only one of these views is confirmed by science, of course. And think of this. Somehow the Lord suspends the rainwater in a diaphanous canopy. Quote, he binds up the water in his thick clouds, yet the clouds are not broken under it. Verse 8. One thundercloud can hold in excess of 2 million tons of water. And here's an interesting observation. Job obviously wasn't a flat earther. Quote, he drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. Verse 10. But God not only created the world and set it in motion to be governed by natural laws, he can also intervene in it any time he wishes. Quote, the pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he breaks up the storm. Verses 11 and 12. Yet the natural world is just a stage for a great spiritual drama. His spirit and a serpent are involved, verse 13, but more of that later. Now suffice it to say, quote, these are the mere edges of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him, verse 14. We have so much more to learn from him, but what we do know leaves us aghast at his glory.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.